Republican Governors, DHS Mayorkas Should Resign Over Border Chaos. By Neil Munro on October 7, 2021. President Joe Biden's Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas should resign because his policies have created chaos, expanded illegal migration, and boosted drug deaths, Republican governors told an October 6 press conference in Texas. Congress should investigate and call upon the resignation of Secretary Mayorkas for abandoning his job, said Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He continued, Mayorkas is not doing what the Secretary of Homeland Security is supposed to do, which among other things, means supporting and deploying the Border Patrol agents, which is completely lacking and inadequate down here. So Secretary Mayorkas is a disaster in what he has done, and no one should put any trust or confidence in anything that he says. Secretary Mayorkas has been non-responsive to we as border governors, and we have 26 governors on that letter asking for action right now, said Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. Secretary Mayorkas took 90 days to respond to the letter Arizona sent him in March. He should resign. The two governors were part of a 10-governor trip to Texas to highlight the damage being done by Biden's loose border policies. Instead of the normal hand-waving and grandstanding by evasive GOP legislators, the group delivered a 10-point plan for repairing Biden's migration damage, much of which is being directed by Mayorkas, the pro-migration zealot who runs the nation's Department of Homeland Security. Breitbart News reported the 10-point plan put forward by the governors. 1. Continue Title 42 public health restrictions. 2. Fully reinstate the migrant protection protocols. 3. Finish securing the border. 4. End catch and release. 5. Clear the judicial backlog. 6. Resume the deportation of all criminals. 7. Dedicate federal resources to eradicate human trafficking and drug trafficking. 8. Re-enter all agreements with our Northern Triangle partners in Mexico. 9. Send a clear message to potential migrants. 10. Deploy more federal law enforcement officers. The governors outlined some of the damage done by Biden and his open border deputies. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts said, as reports have shown, 18% of the families that are coming here illegally and being released are testing positive for coronavirus, COVID-19. And when it comes to the unaccompanied minors, that's 20%. I've seen a report out there that shows that the Biden administration may have placed up to 40,000 COVID-positive people into our cities here in the United States. Several governors spotlighted the flow of drugs. Governor Ducey said, just think about how many drugs are slipping through the cracks and slipping into the bloodstreams in our communities. This isn't a figure of speech. This is our reality. Fentanyl overdoses have replaced car accidents as the leading cause of death for people 19 and younger in Pima County, one of our border communities. By neglecting the border, Biden has fueled an opioid epidemic in America. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine declared, in Ohio, at least 80% of our overdose deaths every week are caused by fentanyl. It gets mixed into everything. I get calls, I get letters from family members who have lost someone. So this crisis at the southern border is a humanitarian crisis. It's also a drug crisis. It's a fentanyl crisis. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said, we're seeing the same thing as I've indicated in our press conferences. With Interstate 35 and Interstate 80, we're a direct route for drugs to pipe through to Des Moines, and then out through the United States. Earlier this year, it was 1,000% increase from what we saw over the same time last year, and that's killing our young people. The other Republican governors included Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, Idaho Governor Brad Little, Montana Governor Greg John Forte, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, and Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon. Amid the stories of drugs and crime, Ducey stepped up the criticism. This year President Biden took the oath of office to become our country's 46th Commander-in-Chief. Instead of commanding our military, he's commanded drug cartels and other criminals to wreak havoc on the United States. He and Vice President Harris and Secretary Mayorkas have allowed criminals and drugs to run rampant in our streets, and it's time for them to do something about it. I've joined 25 other governors, many who are standing behind me today, and sending a letter to President Biden requesting a meeting now. Either he's unwilling to solve this crisis, or he doesn't know how. The letter was signed by the aforementioned governors, Pluskovs. K.I.V., Al, Mike Dunleavy, A.K., Asa Hutchinson, R., Ron DeSantis, F.L., Brad Little, I.D., Eric Holcomb, N., Charlie Baker, M.A., Larry Hogan, M.D., Tate Reeves, M.S., Mike Parson, Mo, Chris Sununu, N.H., Doug Burgum, N.D., Henry McMaster, S.C., Christy Nome, S.D., Bill Lee, T.N., Spencer Cox, U.T., Jim Justice, W.V., and Mark Gordon, Y. However, the governors neglected to criticize the pending reconciliation bill, which dramatically changes U.S. immigration law in favor of coastal states, investors, and landowners. The bill threatens to deliver some wage-cutting migrants into GOP's heartland communities, plus many additional job-taking migrants to the major coastal states. The vast majority of the extra migrants will go to the big coastal states, boosting their economic and political clout, while also diverting business investment, political clout, and social status from the interior states. The new migrations are hidden in the pending reconciliation bill, and have not been blocked by the Senate's parliamentarian. In September, Breitbart News described the rule which would import additional chain migrants. The Democrats' amnesty bill quietly invites 3 million chain migration arrivals into the U.S. workforce, likely forcing Americans to pay higher rents. "It's a huge deal," said Jessica Vaughn, the director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. "About 4 million people are now waiting many years to get one of the roughly 240,000 cards annually available for the foreign siblings and adult children of legal immigrants. The new bill would allow them to early file for conditional residency and work permits if they have been waiting for more than 2 years and can also fly into the United States. The chain migration arrivals will go to where their migrant relatives are concentrated, and many are already living in a high cost of living area, Prince William County and Prince George's County in Maryland, for example," she said. Breitbart has also described the bill's hidden plan to flood the job market for U.S. graduates with a massive supply of foreign graduates who will work for low wages, plus the promise of U.S. citizenship for themselves and their families. Once coastal investors can hire even more foreign white-collar workers, they will be under even less pressure to create white-collar job opportunities in the flyover heartland states. Democrat leaders are blowing away all the numerical limits on employers offering green cards to foreign college graduate employees, said Rosemary Jenks, policy director for Numbers USA. "There's no limit anywhere." Even the advocates for greater migration posted data showing their claimed economic windfall of the planned amnesties would mostly go to the big coastal states, including California, New York, and Texas, Breitbart reported. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin's Wisconsin and Senator Sherrod Brown's Ohio have almost one-third the population of California and New York, but would only get 1/16 of the windfall given to the two big Democratic states. And once millions of illegals become legal in California, New York, Texas, and Florida, the coastal investors will have even less incentive to create jobs in the Midwest. In late 2020, the two states got roughly $130 per resident in investment capital, versus $890 for every New York resident. The forgotten northeastern states would be pushed further behind by the amnesty. Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine would get roughly a windfall of $200 million, or 1/600 the gains promised by FWD.S investors, if Senator Patrick Leahy, DBT, Senator Bernie Sanders, DBT, Susan Collins, Army, Angus King, IME, Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, and Senator Jean Shaheen, DNH, vote for the amnesty. In 2020, the three states got roughly $80 of investment capital per resident, while Massachusetts picked up $2,400 per resident. Why would nearby investors in New York create jobs in these states if the federal government legalizes millions of workers closer to New York, and is also flying more legal immigrants into LaGuardia Airport every day? "Migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, equality-promoting civic culture." For many years, A wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.